Inside Protection Solutions, the first choice solution for all your security needs.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys.
It's Crime Watch on Goulburn Valley's 95.3 Triple M.
Yeah, it's that time of the week, just after 8 o'clock. Well, we're 9 minutes after 8 o'clock here on Triple M, where it's Crime Watch, talking to Crime Prevention Officer Glenn Gibson. Glenn, let me turn your microphone on here, mate. Are we there? Are we live?
G'day, Shawnee.
We got you, mate.
Good morning, everyone.
How are we going?
Yeah, I'm on the air, am I?
You are on the air.
We're done well. That's a great start.
We got there, and I didn't come in a little bit early like I did last week with Will. We're all sorted, but you and I have just been laughing a little bit off air because someone rang our hotline here, 132710.
Yes.
What did they ask for?
Scrambled eggs. I thought, you handle everything here, don't you, Shawnee? I'm impressed.
I was thinking, hi, I'm ringing about scrambled. Can I have some scrambled eggs? What?
We should have recorded that one.
We should have recorded that. We should have put that on, mate. Oh, that is very, very funny. Alrighty, Crime Watch. What I want to throw to you first about is, and the first one I think you said is tonight, Cool Heads. It's back.
Yeah, Cool Heads is back, and it's a great time leading into Easter, but tonight, 7 o'clock at GoSafe Auditorium. Yep. Everyone's welcome, a free event, and I'm really pleased we've got a great array of speakers tonight. I think anyone that comes along will be really impressed, all there to share their story about road trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone will find it really motivating, and hopefully they can avoid road trauma in their life as well. So,
for those that aren't aware, like, what's the who, the what, the why? What is Cool Heads? If our listeners right now have never heard of it, what is it?
Well, we're targeting young drivers, mm-hmm. in that target, 16 to 25 are overrepresented in our road trauma stats. So we really want to have a conversation with them about what road trauma is. We're not teaching, not telling them how mm-hmm. to drive. We're just looking at behaviour and attitude. So we're really going to see over a 2-hour period what road trauma is, that it can happen to them. We want them to ponder that just for a moment and then think about how they can reduce that risk. And really, it's about driver distraction, which covers a whole range of topics, Shawnee, which includes the obvious drink driving speed, but also
phones. Jeez, we all do it.
Your passengers distracting you, changing your CD, could be anything. Your car not being roadworthy, but you're going to hit the road, and if you're not prepared, something terrible can happen in your life, not someone else's.
Mm-hmm.
We always turn the page in the newspaper, and we see the stats, and we see people dying, but we don't relate it to our lives. So it's just a 2-hour conversation that we hopefully all young drivers in the Goulburn Valley can attend.
Yep.
And reflect on their driving and their behaviour.
It's for absolutely everyone. Is it a confronting evening, or is it just more about verbal, like, communication and education, mm-hmm. I should say?
Well, we make no apologies, it is confronting.
Yep.
We want people to know
Brilliant.
That road trauma can happen. We know mm-hmm. when you're talking about metal and speed and 100 k's an hour, it doesn't go well with human bodies, unfortunately, and it can happen in your life. So it is a bit confronting. So no apologies about that, but really we hope it is motivating to make sure that when you get behind the wheel, you're prepared, distractions are reduced, and you can get to your destination safely.
Unfortunately, this long weekend, of course, Easter's coming up. Good Friday, Easter Monday, 4 days off, people are heading away. History has shown, statistics, that it's not a great weekend on the roads. Glenn?
Well, I think if you look at the stats, we can just about, unfortunately, guarantee someone's going to lose their life this weekend. And that's a terrible thing to say, but we really want people to make sure it's not them and not someone in their life. So we're throwing resources at it this weekend, like Shawnee.
Yep.
We're throwing resources at it, and we've got an operation called Nexus, which is statewide.
Yep.
Starts at midnight tonight, and it's going to run through to Monday at midnight, and we're going to bring extra resources into the area. We've got police coming up from Melbourne. We've got the new booze buses on the road. We've got solos coming across up from Melbourne as well. You're going to see us out there. So if you're not prepared to reduce the risk and drive safely, you're going to be having a conversation with a police officer. We'd much rather that than having a conversation after a collision. So please plan your destination this weekend.
Absolutely. And for what it's worth, pay a $10, pay a $15 taxi, get someone to pick you up. If you're worried about ringing someone at 11 o'clock at night for a lift and you had a couple of trips, just do it. It's not worth it.
You know, it's an interesting stat, Shawnee, that if you're using a country road, a rural road, you're 5 times more likely to be involved in serious injury or a fatal collision than in a city road. So
wow.
They're our roads. That's our part of our patch, Goulburn Valley. So you're using those roads, it's a 5-time greater risk, so you need to be prepared. Make sure you've got your trip planned, you're rested before you drive, make sure you're going to arrive safely. You're aware that there's wildlife on the road.
Yep.
You're aware that you could see flashing blue lights ahead, so what do you need to do? You need to slow down to 40 k's, and you need to prepare for your trip home. So fatigue is a big factor in the rural roads. You get fatigued, you come off the road, what are you going to come in contact with? Trees.
Yeah, so it's not good.
Make sure you're rested. Make sure you're prepared to come home as well, not just before you leave. And hopefully we can get through Easter without that stat of someone dying.
And arrive alive. That's what they say. Before I throw to you, I want to talk about Crime Stoppers, and you mentioned before just off air the app, which I wasn't aware of. But we'll get to that in a sec. Maroopna. Speaking to some locals down there in the last couple of 48 hours, actually, break-ins, that type of stuff. Has there been an increase?
Yeah, we're really... Maroopna's had a really tough time the last couple of weeks. There's been a number of arrests that have followed from that, but we believe it's a group of young people that have been involved, and we really need information from the community. We need the community to pull together, say, okay, this isn't acceptable. Keep you're the eyes and ears for the police. If you have some information, get it to us. It's our community. We want to control it, and we don't want a minority affecting our quality of life. So, as I said, we're not happy. We're really concerned about the victims that have suffered loss, with property loss. Thankfully, there's no violence involved. It's just targeting property. So if you do know something, let us know. Let's get on top of this, and let's look after each other.
Absolutely. Now, Glenn, they can let you know through things like Crime Stoppers and the Crime Stoppers app, which I haven't got. And as soon as we stop talking, I'm going to download it.
Yeah, well, everyone's heard of the 1-800-333-000 number, which you can ring and have a conversation with Crime Stoppers. But they do have a great app, and it's put on your phone. And you don't... If you're a bit shy, you don't want to talk to someone, you can just plug that information on the app. You can actually take a photo of something you witnessed and upload it with your report. So it's even more information for police, so it's actually more effective, really. So just look at it in your Play Store, iPhone or Android, whatever you use. Put it on your phone, and you never know, you might assist you to pass on some information.
There you go. And, of course, you've got the phone number as well, 1-800-333-000. And iWatch, the Greater Shepparton and iWatch community Facebook page is definitely worth checking out as well. But Crime Stoppers, 1-800-333-000. And, like we said, you can remain anonymous, is the word, Glenn, if you choose. Thanks for joining us on Triple M.
Always a pleasure. We'll see you at Cool Edge tonight.
I think you're going to see you at the cop shop. Been talking
you're most welcome.
Been talking to the crime prevention officer, Glenn Gibson, here on Triple M. It's Crime Watch. This is Shepherd, Triple M.